This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Trade unions in Myanmar called for a strike starting Monday in an attempt to support the democracy movement and put pressure on members of the military junta who overthrew the civilian government on February 1st. The calls to shut down the economy came after another bloody day of protests against military rule. Mandalay, Myanmar's second city, saw the biggest turnout, with activists holding 2 minutes of silence in tribute to people killed by police and military units since the takeover. At least 70 people were arrested in the day's demonstrations. Meanwhile, an alliance of 9 unions has issued a statement calling for a full, extended shutdown of the economy. Sunday, an official of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy confirmed to VOA Burmese service that a member of the party has died while in police custody. Party lawmaker Sithu Mong said NLD member Kin Mong Lut was arrested during overnight raids in Yangon on Saturday and died while in detention overnight. A cause of death was not released. Tun Chi, a spokesman for the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, told VOA that he accompanied the bereaved family to claim Kin Mong Lut's body. He said the body had blood on the head, blackened fingers, and wounds on the back. Burmese police have not commented on the matter. The Assistance Association says more than 1,700 people have been detained under the military junta. Authorities in Equatorial Guinea say a series of explosions at a military barracks has killed at least 20 people and wounded at least 600 others on Sunday. More on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden directed federal agencies Sunday to take modest steps to promote voting access as a major congressional fight looms over voting rights across the country. Biden ordered the government agencies to expand access to voter registration and election information and told the agency heads to devise plans to give several million federal employees time off to vote or to volunteer as nonpartisan poll workers. The U.S. leader signed the executive order on the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The name refers to a 1965 incident in Selma, Alabama, in which about 600 civil rights activists were beaten by state troopers as they marched to call for protection of voting rights. The demonstration led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act later in 1965. Biden's action follows last week's passage in the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives of sweeping voting rights measures that would set national standards for how elections are conducted in the United States. The act would override state voting rules, which vary widely across the 50 states. Jury selection begins Monday in the second-degree murder and manslaughter trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd last year, just before the African-American man died while in police custody. Chauvin's trial is expected to come down to two key questions. Did Chauvin's actions cause Floyd's death? And were his actions reasonable? Floyd was declared dead May 25th after Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. The act was caught on video. Floyd's death led to protests against racial violence in Minneapolis and elsewhere around the country. The Dalai Lama, Tibet's spiritual leader, has urged the world to, quote, be brave and get vaccinated. This took place Saturday after he was inoculated with the coronavirus vaccine in the northern Indian town of Dharamsala. But after Italy blocked a shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines to Australia, fears are growing that some countries will hoard vaccines, leaving others in danger of not getting enough vaccine for their populations. The European Union is expected to appeal to Washington to make sure that EU countries receive millions of AstraZeneca vaccine doses that they still need, as well as the ingredients needed to produce more vaccines. Britain's National Health Service may be facing staff loss after lawmakers proposed a 1% pay hike for beleaguered frontline workers, and the public has been urged to join in a national protest Thursday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.